This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Christian perspective on the news does not necessarily reflect the opinions of Radio K Pulpit or the on-air presenter, but is the independent viewpoint of the individual contributor. Please send an email to info@kpulpit.co.za should you have any further inquiries.
Christian perspective on the news.
Mondays, it's you and me and Mike Bernard, an analytical strategist and journalist helping churches, mission organizations, and you and I to understand the season that we live in. What a treat to say good morning, Mike. Hope you're well.
Yes, good morning, Brad, and goeiemôre, Wanda. And yeah, from my side as well, congratulations. My goodness, faithfulness. We really honor your faithfulness at Cape Pulpit. Well done, guys.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. What a pleasure to be able to say we've spent so many years also in your company on a Monday morning. What do we say on a Monday when we come off a great sporting weekend and then that little red card incident put a little bit of a dampen on things? We'll see how that rolls out. But what a great way to end a sporting season, seeing our team really sit well above others. The rugby guys really, I don't know, brings us hope and has a way of unifying the nation. It's quite a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it is. It was actually, there was a time in the game where I started feeling really sorry for the Welsh team. But I think, you know, Brad, it's not only the 73 points that we scored, it's the 0 points that we didn't concede.
Yeah.
So I think that's also something we need to be aware of as Christians. You know, it's not just what we achieve, it's the virtues we display and the vices we do not fall into. It's sad that we had to end the season with a red card. Eben, I think, just went a little bit overboard there. And sadly, that's what many people will remember. So let's always remember from my ministry, your ministry, it's not how we start the season, it's how we end it. And let's not end with a red card.
Yeah, thanks for that, Mike. I'm not sure what you've got on your mind, but I couldn't help but notice in this morning's news with Benjamin Netanyahu turning to, I just want to make sure I've got this message, the story right, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu asking President Isaac Herzog to pardon him. US Donald, President Donald Trump jumping in there as well. Not sure if you have your thoughts or something that was on your radar this morning.
Yeah, I think the only way that he can be pardoned is by acknowledging that he was actually involved in corruption and all the accusations against him. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens there, because, you know, many people have been saying since the beginning of the war that the only way that Netanyahu can escape prison is by keeping the war going. Now, that might not be true, but it's certainly there might be some truth in it. So as long as the war is going on, he will escape prison. And this is one of the things that we hope that there will be a pardon so that the war can end, so that there can be peace. We've just had our ministry leader coming back from the West Bank, from Israel, from speaking to pastors and leaders in Gaza. And I tell you, Brad, there's just such a desire for peace in that region. And as Christians, we need to pray not only for the peace of Jerusalem, but for the peace of Gaza, the peace of the West Bank, the peace of Bethlehem, the peace of Nazareth, whatever it might be, the peace of Lebanon, so that God can start the healing process. So many people are just broken at this stage.
Yeah. Mike, just this feels like a time of reflection, does this time of the year, and for yourself as well, as you start drawing things to a close after a year of ministry and reflection. It's really worthwhile for all of us, I suppose, to think back of what God has done, how he's grown us and how he's moved us forward, and to see his hand in the things that he's called us to do. This is really a reflection time, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Brad. And it's so incredibly important that as Christians, we have a time of reflection, that we consider God's faithfulness through a year, regardless of how it manifested. You know, it could be through the difficult times of cancer or financial loss or just the loss of a family member. But it is especially in those times when we see the faithfulness of God, that he will never leave us nor forsake us. I think for me personally, Brad, if there's one specific moment, it was standing in Lebanon a month ago in the Bekaa Valley amongst the refugees and looking at Mount Hermon and understanding this is where the transfiguration took place. And this is where heaven came down to meet earth, where you know, just a voice from heaven declaring this is my beloved son. And I just came to this glorious understanding that whether we stand in Gaza or Israel today, and whether we stand in Syria or Lebanon, or whether we stand in South Africa, and wherever you are standing, It is the Church of Christ today that brings heaven to earth. And we saw this in Syria, how the church is the beacon of light and hope in a country that has lost hope. And I'm just so aware that wherever we find ourselves today, I just listened to Mr. Ramaphosa again yesterday, and I thought how wonderful of our president not to go into bully mode or revenge mode, but just say, we want to continue our friendship with America. And I think, you know, if only we as Christians can continue a path of reconciliation in this season. Yeah, so that for me was one of the reflections, Brad, standing there and just on the border of Syria and Lebanon and going into Syria again and understanding how God is using his church in this season to bring hope and to bring light.
We've still got 5 minutes together, Mike. Anything that's on your heart that you want to share?
Yes, to add to that, Pope Leo is in Lebanon at the moment. I'm following that very closely because Lebanon is very close to our hearts. Lebanon, of course, is a very, very, very strategic nation in the Middle East. It's the only country in the Middle East with a Christian president. So according to the Constitution, the president of Lebanon must always be a Christian. And they do have, and the prime minister must be a Sunni Muslim, and the speaker of the house must be a Shia Muslim. So Mr. Pope Leo being there and bringing a message of reconciliation. You know what's really interesting, Brad, and what I find so refreshing is that he is meeting with a number of faith leaders. He's even meeting and receiving a letter from the leader of the Hezbollah. And that is so glorious. You know, if we look at Christ, we found Christ amongst people that believed and act and lived differently. Just think about this. The first person, the first people that Jesus revealed himself as the Messiah, this really blows my mind. It was not in a temple or in a synagogue where Jesus moved in and said, I am the Messiah. The first person he identified himself as the Messiah was a woman. It was a Samaritan woman, and it was a prostitute Samaritan woman, John 4:25. And Jesus revealed himself, first of all, to those outside the margins and outside the circle. And I'm just grateful that this is on Pope Leo's agenda, to go to those outside the circle and bring a message of reconciliation. And may this be a message for us today as well. Not only to stick within our circle where we feel comfortable with, but may we move outside those circles and say, this is where you find Christ, outside the margins, with the Levites, you know, the tax collectors, the despised in the community. That's where you will find Christ. And how glorious to know that Pope Leo is in Lebanon, seeking a message of peace in this season of uncertainty.
Yeah, I like that. I was reading something this weekend where someone was saying, what is it that we want to get ourselves so into apologetics and into argumentative conversations around the gospel? Have we just shared the love of Jesus with people and just allowed them to feel the love of God, the joy of being prayed for or just to be loved on? And it made me think just a little bit, we always want to sort of be these massive defenders of the faith instead of just letting God defend and just sharing about his love. I think we'd probably get a whole lot further in our relationships and in our message about the gospel, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. I'm a firm believer. Don't defend your faith. Use it. Mm. Don't defend your freedom. Use it. God has given us amazing opportunities in this nation. I'm a firm believer. We were at a media conference together, Christian Media, I think it was a few years ago, and they had the speaker from Australia talking about the goodness of God. And one, you know, one of the leaders stood up and said, yeah, but sometimes we need to stand up for the truth. And the man simply looked at him and said, if you can't speak truth and love, then shut up. And I thought that really spoke to me. I still remember that. If you can't speak truth in love, then shut up.
What a way to end. With Mike Bernard. Vanda's got something on her heart. You want to share something, Vanda?
Yeah, they just say chalas or sila or whatever you want to say. Full stop. Yeah, well yeah, said. Habibi, you can also say so back my jam cry.
Oh, we
love
yeah,
it. Thank you, Vanda.
Lekker
om jou stem ook weer te
hoor. Lekker, Mike. Thanks that we could hang out together. Thanks for bringing your wisdom and the things that are so close to your heart as well, to awaken those things within our hearts. And we'll chat again, God willing. We'll take care of our conversation in a week from now. You take care of a really great day and a super week.
Thank you so much, Brad, to you and the team again. Congratulations, and may the Lord continue to bless you. Bye-bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.